Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
On a Tuesday, as we roll into the third hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, you can tell when a gun controller is lying because their lips are moving. And right now, probably the most media visible one would have to be Shannon Watts. Although every time she's ever in media, in whichever venue she pops up in, she pops up unopposed, which greatly bothers me. She will not engage anybody from my side of the... I'd like to see her and Larry Pratt go at it. That would be fun. But, you know, they put out their 74 shootings thing, and I think we pretty much debunked that to the degree that it needs to be done. But let's talk about her statement where no one has ever stopped a mass shooting. The data is not there, so she says. Let's talk about the data. There is evidence out there that is particularly strong that guns save lives in mass public shootings. And in those instances, you, the armed citizen, reduce the number of murders by 85%. 85% you reduce it by. Despite that dramatic difference, it's sort of easy, or it is easy to miss or hide the evidence because it is a doubly rare event. When you have a rare, I mean, to have an armed civilian in place against a rare public murderer is rare. Part of the problem is the definition of a mass public shooting and the way armed citizens stop them. You can miss how dramatically different the results are when an armed citizen is on the scene. If the armed citizen is effective, then we never see a mass murder take place. We must then look at it as an attempted public mass assault to find the truth. And there, that is the important criteria rather than the body count. These attempted mass murders break down into two separate groups. In the first case, there is no good guy with a gun nearby. The gunman kills for several minutes until the police arrive. The murderer has lots of time and kills many, many, many people. In the second case, there is a good guy with a gun when the shooting starts. The good guy hears the first shot. He turns and sees the second or third shot. Then the good guy stops the gunman. Is it still considered a mass public shooting when only three people are shot? I would have to argue it's a mass murder that was stopped in time. It was halted in progress. The murderer is either stopped in seconds by someone on the scene or takes many minutes for the police to arrive and stop the murderer. We seldom find something in between. Unfortunately, we don't see many on-duty police stop the murderer in seconds because police are so few and far between. You know, I've given you the ratio. So there's more of us, okay? There's more of us, and among American gun owners, the ratio is about 1 in 6,300. One police officer for every 6,300 of us. So there's going to be more of us possibly there than an off-duty police officer. Also, we seldom see a slow-responding citizen stop the murder after many victims have been shot. It is a patently false statistical argument to claim that armed citizens are ineffective because they don't charge into an ongoing public shooting the way a police officer would. That doesn't mean that citizens don't get involved when they see a public shooting. It is quite the contrary. Citizens are always the first people at the scene of the crime, either as witnesses or victims, and sometimes as an armed citizen. Mass murder wannabes try to kill unarmed victims in public places. The murderer wants a high body count, and we should label the event by the murderer's intent rather than his whether or not he's successful. And if you look at it with clear eyes, removing all biases, pro or con, we see that guns save lives when they're in the hands of armed, honest people. And the results are drastically different. When one of you is there with a gun and you stop the wannabe, the average loss of life is 2.3. When he successfully finds a place where there are no armed citizens, loss of life is 18 average. Most of these that are doing these things, to a certain degree, have some sort of mental illness. And they're going to murder for status and notoriety. The story fills the news for days. They see this. They see this. The ones that are looking today have looked at Elliot Rodgers, and they've looked at James Holmes and Adam Lanza, and they see this. So this is where they get to realize their fantasy. The difference, and you know, with the exception of most people, don't even know the names of some of these guys that stop these crimes, and that's because silent. You know, these citizens are silent. They're out shopping. They're looking for a new pair of shades because it's, you know, summertime. I'm going to get on the boat and I need to be looking good. And they're in there. Do I want Oakley? Do I want Maui Jim? Do I want Costa? What was that? That was a gunshot. Somebody's shooting up the mall while I'm in here shopping for. I can't have that. But they're not looking for notoriety. And whether they want it or not, these individuals are so important that we must remember what they did, because their actions literally change history. Heaven knows we want to have more good guys with a gun to protect us, because they save so many lives. And we, you know, like I said, it's seldom to see the middle ground in public violence. In one case, a murderer kills at will until police stop him. In the other case, the murderer's attack is cut short by a good man or woman on the scene who has a gun. And there's a difference between this and simple self-defense. The key distinctions are that there were many potential victims, and a good person stepped up with a gun, stopped the event before high numbers were injured or killed. Sometimes it's just a regular, ordinary person that happens to have a gun nearby. Sometimes it's former military or off-duty police who happen to be seen by chance. And let's not forget that sometimes that good man is a woman. Eighty-five % more people live when a good man or woman is there with a gun. So here's some instances. You've heard them before. This is just to reinforce all, and it's to deliberate, absolute pushback against all the misinformation. I'm going to give you some rundown on it. We're going to go through time. It's going to take a little time, but we'll do that after the break. And then we're going to do a little audit on rampage statistics, if we can. Oh, golly. just if we can. I get real tired with all the misinformation that the low info voter sucks up. And if hopefully one day somebody tunes in and listens and finds out just how great they, the low info people, they don't understand their potential. Now, those of you that are carrying a gun right now, I sincerely hope you understand it. In any event, we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've been busy telling you about how good you are and what a difference you make in certain instances. And, you know, all of that was conceptual or theoretical or hypothetical or some other multiple syllabic word. So now I'm going to give you examples of where this has actually happened. Pearl High School, Pearl, Mississippi, 1997. Pearl High School was a gun-free zone in name only. They had no armed security on site. Assistant Principal Joel Myrick heard shots. He ran to his gun, got his car, got his gun. Then he ran to the murderer and dragged him from his car and held the murderer at gunpoint until police arrived. The murderer was a student who killed his mother minutes before he came to the school. He killed two students at school before he was stopped. Mr. Myrick, saved many lives that day. Parker Middle School Dance, Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, 1998. Restaurant owner James Strand grabbed the shotgun he kept at the restaurant and held the murderer until police arrived. The murderer left a suicide note at his home. He then went to the middle school dance and murdered a science teacher who was acting as a chaperone. Another adult, two other students were wounded before the restaurant owner held the murderer at gunpoint. I'm sure the killing would have gone on in that case. Appalachian School of Law, Grundy, Virginia, 2002. A suspended student returned to the law school and murdered the dean, a professor, and a student. Two other students were wounded. Two out-of-state law enforcement officers were on campus. They ran and retrieved Hanton. And now notice, because you can't carry on a campus, how much time is wasted going to obtain the gun, if you will. They ran and retrieved handguns from their vehicles when they heard shots. They approached and held the murderer at gunpoint. He dropped his gun and officers did not shoot the murderer. One account says a fellow student grabbed the murderer before he was cornered by the officers. One thing is clear, the murderer killed unarmed people at will. And then he could not kill anyone once he was confronted by good men with guns. The critical time period is once violence starts until the good guys arrive. Gina Somm, New Life Church, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 2007. The murderer shot up one religious institution hours before he went to New Life Church. He then killed two people and wounded three more in the church parking lot. He entered the church building and was approached by three armed church members coming from different directions. He took his own life after he was wounded by church security member Gina Somm. The armed person was at the right place at the right time and was a woman. Hundreds of people were at risk, and there's no doubt they were saved by the actions of these armed church members. Trolley Square Mall, Salt Lake City, Utah, 2007. The murderer was an 18-year-old Muslim, self-declared jihadist. He murdered five people and wounded four more as he moved from the parking garage into the mall, shouting Allah Akbar. He was armed with a shotgun, a handgun, and a backpack full of ammunition. This was going to get bad really quick. Off-duty police officer Kenneth Hammond was eating at the mall with his wife. After hearing gunfire, he moved towards the sound of the shots. He fired at the murderer. He and Sergeant Andrew Oblad contained the murderer. These officers and an armed SWAT team shot the murderer to the ground. The murderer fired 39 shots in 6 minutes, could have killed many more people if he was not confronted and contained by Officer Hammond. The mall was a gun-free zone at the time of the shooting, but has since changed its license carry policy. Makor Haim High School, Jerusalem, Israel, 2008. Two Palestinian terrorists wore Israeli military uniforms to enter the high school. The terrorists ordered students in the library study hall to line up against the wall with their hands raised. They began stabbing the students until two Israeli school counselors drew their personal handguns and killed the terrorists. More than 200 students were at risk because murders were stopped quickly. Only three students were injured, with two of the injuries being moderate in severity. Golden Market, Richmond, Virginia, 2009. Robert ordered everyone in the store to lie down on the floor. He then shot the store owner twice. In the process, the robber narrowly missed shooting a teenager in the head. He shot at other customers and said he would kill them all. An armed patron then shot the robber and wrestled the robber's gun away. The robber fled and collapsed outside. Some of the store customers shouted for the armed citizen to shoot the robber again and kill him. He did not, though the robber later died of his injuries. The armed customer, a friend of the store owner, saved the lives of 10 people in the store. He wishes to remain anonymous. The store owner recovered from his wounds. They had been robbed at gunpoint a month earlier, during the month after the shop owner was shot and killed nearby. This time a good man with a gun saved innocent lives. AT&T store, New York Mills, New York, 2010. A gunman with a grudge walked into the AT&T store and shot the clerk behind the counter. Then he turned with a gun and was shot by an off-duty police officer, Donald Moore, who was waiting in the store as a customer. The gunman had a list of six store employees by name that he wanted to kill. The gunman died. The clerk recovered from the gunshot wound to his stomach, but remains disabled. Clackamas Town Center Mall in Clackamas, Oregon, 2012. This guy runs into the center of the mall with a loaded rifle. The mall is posted as a gun-free zone, but there was no screening or physical security to keep weapons out of the mall. The mall contained 8,000 to 10,000 customers and employees at the time of the shooting. The murderer had 145 rounds of ammunition. He killed two people in the food court and wounded one other. Nick Melle was in the food court area. He had a license to carry a weapon and had a handgun on him. He pointed his handgun at the murderer, but did not fire due to innocent people standing behind the murderer. The murderer saw Melle and fled the food court area. He went down a flight of stairs and took his own life before police arrived. Toxicology reports found that the murderer had used marijuana and cocaine. Impossible to estimate how many lives Nick Melle saved. He did not kill, the murderer did not kill again after he met Nick Melle. Mayan 14 theater shooting, San Antonio, Texas, 2012. The gunman shot up the China Garden restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. Patrons fled the restaurant, and the gunman chased the running crowd into the Mayan 14 theater and continued to fire. Off-duty policewoman Sergeant Lisa Castellano chased the gunman, shot him four times as he came out of the theater's bathroom. The gunman lived, and fortunately only two others were wounded. The theater is posted as a gun-free zone but lacks physical security to stop weapons carried into the theater. Those 10 events that I just mentioned to you are illustrations of the effectiveness of a good person with a gun and the ineffectiveness of gun-free zones. And there's more examples than that. And I could give you more examples, but how many is it going to take? Both civilians and off-duty law enforcement officers are vitally effective. Effective at this. And we need more of both. But there's seven times more civilians licensed to carry in the United States than there are sworn law enforcement officers in the U.S. There's your problem. If you ask any police officer, you might get told this. You call a cop because he's a good guy with a gun. You would be really helping the cop out if you help yourself by protecting yourself until he arrives. And that makes almost outrageous sense to me. Don't ever underestimate how important you are out there. And don't ever, you know, it's not like the 12 million licensed people that are out there today are a small force. You outnumber the police by a factor of seven. Okay? That's important. That's very important. Keep that in mind. And as far as some of this other stuff you're likely to hear, just know it to be the lie that it is. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I like it when somebody wants to look at something and they're a math enthusiast. They don't have to be a gun owner. They don't even have to like them as far as I'm concerned. Because math is one of those things where your opinion doesn't come into play. Unless it's Common Core. Of course. But a guy named Davy Parker was interested in this. So he decided to look at things. By way of math. So the first thing he did was he selected five of the most, he was trying to amass a data set. So he picked five places to go for the data set, which was InfoPlease, CNN, Denver Post, Newsmax, True TV. He learned the difference between a spree shooting, a mass shooting, a school shooting. He found out that none of the weapons involved are automatic or assault rifles, as they are often misreported, because once again, he's dealing with it from the viewpoint of a mathematician. He's looking at it purely from the realm of fact, which is, you know, very, very interesting. He decided to trim irrelevant data, and he found a resource called Murderpedia. I've never heard of that myself. He removed incidents like Diedrich Darnell Owens, who shot and killed his classmate and then threw his handgun in a wastebasket. He was done shooting, so he quit. He was done killing. He removed incidents like Michelle Kristen Anderson, who killed her entire family at a Christmas party. So what remained were specifically rampage shootings in which a killer went someplace public and began firing at random people. He found suicide to be a tricky variable in the analysis. Roughly half of the remaining rampage shooters ended their own lives. So he removed all the incidents where the shooter killed themselves before police arrived, reasoning that they had killed all they were going to kill and police had no impact in stopping them. Theoretically, he points out that those incidents could have been stopped sooner by a civilian, but he does not want to speculate on that. He included Jiverly Wong, who witnesses say stopped shooting and killed himself as soon as he heard sirens, but before police arrived, crediting the police response time with stopping the murders. But he did not include the shooters themselves in the total number of people killed, because this is suicide, and that is the way to do it. You'll notice that, like with Elliot Rodgers, they said seven people died. Well, Elliot Rodgers was one of them because he killed himself. Then he made it the list. He removed cases like Dominic Maldonado and Charles Joseph Whitman. Maldonado went on a shooting rampage in a shopping mall in Tacoma, Washington, and ultimately surrendered to police, but was confronted by two legally armed civilians who interrupted his shooting. They did not fire for fear of hitting innocent bystanders. Whitman, of course, is the University of Texas, Austin, Texas, tower shooter, began shooting at other students and faculty with a rifle. The police who stopped him were assisted by a civilian with a more powerful rifle. And then he goes all the way to 1949, where his first instance is Howard Barton Unruh, who went on a shooting rampage in Camden, New Jersey with a German Luger. He shot up a barber shop, a pharmacy, and a tailor shop, killing 13 people. He finally surrendered after a shootout with police. You've heard about the people at McDonald's in California and at Luby's Cafeteria in Texas. See, it includes Colin Ferguson, who bought a handgun in Long Island and opened fire at random, killing six people. And he looked at all of these. Of course, he includes Klebold and Harris, some of the ones I've already mentioned to you. And he crunched these instances. And all of this, by the way, happened. He did his little study. To include up to Sandy Hook. Coming up with 15 incidents stopped by police with a total of 217 dead, and that's an average of about 14.29. With 17 incidents stopped by civilians, 45 dead, that's an average of 2.33. In his study, he found that roughly half of these shooting rampages end in suicide anyway. What that means is that police are not ever in a position to stop most of them. Only civilians present at the time of the shooting have an opportunity to stop these shooters. When they hear the police coming, no matter where they are in playing out their little scenario, they're done. They kill themselves. Or that can happen earlier if they're confronted by somebody else that is not a policeman or policewoman that is armed. Then it happens sooner. Within the civilian category, 11 of the 17 shootings were stopped by unarmed civilians, which is a very amazing statistic. Whether armed or not, when a civilian plays hero, it seems to save a lot of lives. The courthouse shooting in Tyler, Texas was the only incident where the heroic civilian was killed. In that incident, the hero was armed with a handgun and the villain was armed with a rifle and body armor. If you compare the average average of people killed in shootings stopped by armed civilians and unarmed civilians, you get 1.8 to 2.6, but that's not nearly as significant as the difference between a proactive civilian and a cowering civilian who waits for police. So, given that, okay, given the fact that far less people die in rampage shootings stopped by a proactive civilians, we can conclude that only civilians or unarmed police officers have the capacity, have any opportunity to stop rampage shootings in roughly half of incidents, and armed civilians do better on average than unarmed civilians. And we can ask the question, if as many instances as we see out there, it's very safe to surmise that most good people would do something about it. Wouldn't it be just beneficial altogether for those people to have every tool at their disposal to do what they feel they must do in that event? So, now you're armed. But you're not. Most of you were already armed when you tuned in this morning. But now you're armed with information to go against those who would disarm you in the name of your safety. Now, most of you who are good people have to ask yourself, why would they want to do that? Given this large body of evidence and all of these studies, I mean, Davy Parker's is not the first one. It's just the one I found yesterday. But why would you do that? Why would you disarm people when people save people, when they have the proper tools at their disposal? That should be a no-brainer as far as what the answer should be to that one. And you should actually have to change the whole dynamic of the way the question is asked because of what the answer should be. But, of course, it's not the case here about public safety. It has nothing to do with public safety. They couldn't care less about public safety. No. This has to do with something else. This has to do with something a little more nefarious. This has to do with something that's completely un-American, unconstitutional, and a travesty against that which God gave you the day you were born. We'll get to that after the last break. If any of you want to film yourselves shouting at TVs and email them to me, I would like that. Whenever you hear the gun grabbers up, well, you know, of course, if there's a gun in the home, a woman is 722 times more likely to be killed. Huh. Really? That sounds like a sort of a... How many times? 725. One more time. 719. Are you making that up? If you want to do that, that's fine. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town, keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right, welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load as we get ready to go away. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Linda Langeman in the third hour. We're going to talk about SSRIs and what they do. And how you get them, and why you get them. Out there, you know, they get a lot of, we get a lot of examples in mainstream media. You never see a headline on a big newspaper about a good guy who stops a bad guy with a gun, do you? That's not the sort of news the big media needs or wants. First, nothing beats tears and angst to help the big media deliver an audience to their advertisers. Second, the good guy story doesn't fit the narrative of helpless people who need the state to take care of them. It doesn't fit the story of gun, you know, of more gun control. They ignore the dozens of armed self-defense stories of each month, of which there's literally thousands of them. We got to see David Letterman the other day railing against civilian gun ownership. He said we need gun control to stop mass murder. And he and Anderson Cooper conveniently ignored that most of our violent crimes, including assault and murder with a firearm, are committed by a few thousand career criminals. They rejected the solutions that work. They ignore self-defense and incarceration of repeat offenders. Of course, then there's Shannon Watts. This armed defense has never happened. Data shows it doesn't happen. Remember the figure. When a good guy with a gun is there, fatalities drop by 85%. Rather than wait the many minutes before police arrive. The gun grabbers say they simply want to stop the crazy people from getting guns. They want to arrest the mentally ill for the violent acts that mentally ill have not committed yet. Now, how do you do that? How do you stop something before it happens? Oh, yeah, you have to be able to identify who the crazy people are. Now, if you take them seriously, you could remind them that mental illness is a sad and unpredictable part of the human condition. If you think the gun grabbers are simply playing the politics of gun control, then you could remind them that the anti-gun U.S. Senate deliberately tabled legislation to fund mental health programs after the Sandy Hook murders. Instead, they doubled down on gun control laws after this latest murder, and they failed. First, they ignored their failed gun control policy in the history of increased violence where we serve up disarmed victims to the criminals and the crazy, and then they failed in their quest. We know what works. The victims need a good guy with a gun to defend them. The editor of Police One agrees. He wrote an article, Mass Killers, Gun Control is Not the Answer. The fault is in the killers, not in their chosen weapons. From that article, for lack of a better word, the guy, the murderer, was evil. What made him that way is a question for psychologists and neurologists. But evil is a hard thing to treat and even harder thing to contain. On the day he was born, you could have taken away every gun from law-abiding America and outlawed the manufacture and sale of guns, and this killer would still have found a way to leave his mark. I think this young man was just consumed by hate and had a compulsion to kill. And he's right. And I know he's right. And you know he's right. And the anti-gunners know he's right. And yet they're spewing all this nonsense at you. Armed defense has never happened. Data shows it doesn't happen. Now, armed with all of this information and knowledge, where you're saying to yourself, how are they getting by with it? Well, it's because, one, they have a pandering, complicit media who wants exactly what they want. And you got to remember where the media is. Most of your media is in New York City, where that's where they live with that. Some of these news people have guns, by the way, I'm sure of it. The owner of the New York Times, I love stating this, he had a concealed carry permit. Carries a gun where he goes, wherever he goes. All the while, the New York Times rails against personal gun ownership. So if most of your media comes from there, that's the culture in which they live. And they think, for those people in those high, exalted ivory towers, telling you what to think, and for those of you that watch this with your mouth hanging open going, wow, that's how that becomes perpetuated. The low info voter just watches what's on the magic box and moves on, thinking that this is all fact, no fiction involved. There's no armed defense, never happened. Data shows that doesn't happen. Now, to the point that they only want to stop crazy people. First of all, you have to know who the crazy person is. That's paramount. Second of all, you have to know how much of a real imminent threat he is. Now, when you look at some of these guys, and half of them are committing suicide, the scary fact is that unless the police stop him like they could have with Elliot Rodgers. Unless they stop him before he starts, they're not going to stop him once he starts. When they arrive, he'll kill himself. In half the cases we see this, he'll kill himself because he has, as far as he's concerned, he has run its course. That half is the scariest. That's the scariest half to consider. Targeted killings are a different story. But these rampage spree shooters... So knowing all of this, okay, we know based on evidence and studies and everything else, and they know based purely on emotion. But it's not just purely emotion. It's this overwhelming desire to control you. Everything you do in life today is influenced by these people who control you. Would you drive your car more often if gas was cheaper by 50 or 60 cents because of the tax? How many people quit smoking because it just gets so expensive to smoke? And what do they do with the smokers? They have to stand outside in the cold and they're ostracized from the rest of society and all these other things. You would think they were lepers. I'm trying to quit being a smoker, okay? But I heard this thing one time from a comedian named Bill Hicks. And he was a smoker. And they were telling him how much longer he would live. And he, in part of his act, he would say, "Non-smokers, this is for you and you only. Non-smokers, listen to me very carefully. Non-smokers die every day. Sleep tight." What should be a choice, what should be a health concern for each of us as an individual has become taboo behavior. Would you live in a better neighborhood if the property taxes were cheaper? Would you drive a bigger, safer car if the gas tax was cheaper or if the, the sin tax for having that was cheaper? They want to control every aspect of your lives. They want to control what you think. They definitely want to control what you do, and they really want to control your money. The difference is that we're supposed to be a republic. You, the individual, are supposed to be paramount to the success of it. And as soon as you guys figure that out, as soon as you understand just exactly how important and how powerful you are, how absolutely powerful, how you hold the destiny of the country within your hands, then as soon as you become self-aware, sort of like Skynet, when that day comes, you'll begin to see a change here in the United States. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this very, very carefully. It has never been about gun control, not ever. It has always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.